And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio this morning are Tracy Turner and Shannon Hoagland to talk to us a little bit about a couple of upcoming events for Sitka Community Theater. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, let's start off with Broadway Night, because I've been singing show tunes in my head ever since I started listening to your promos over Raven Radio. Can you tell us a bit, Shannon, about what that event is and when it's coming up?
The event is on Friday at 6 p.m. at Allen Hall, Otis Theater, the brand new Otis Theater. And tickets are $30. And the evening includes hors d'oeuvres and wine. And it's our fourth annual event. So we're excited to be trying out the new venue. And we think it's going to work out really well, working with Fine Arts Camp.
Oh, so explain how this evening will work. There will be show tunes.
There will be show tunes. It's basically show tunes. When people pick their own arrangements, they can get a pianist in, or they can use one of our many karaoke arrangements we've supplied to the artist. And some people just picked a sing-along version off of iTunes that they will pop into a CD player. And the Greater Sitka Arts Council has a professional sound system to use, and it's so we'll be able to use that in the theater. It should be kind of a cabaret-type atmosphere. Tracy can kind of talk a little bit about that, about the feel of the evening. In the past, the feel of the evening has been crowded, and so that has been pro and con. It's been cozy. We have, you know, the Westmark had created a very cozy cabaret-like atmosphere, but for a lot of people, it was too cozy. So we're
well, now you're going to be
but
in
it was still
a
fun.
Bit of a larger venue.
Yeah.
We are, and more than cozy, the it was great at the Westmark. It was a wonderful place to have it, and they were excellent hosts. One of the great things about this new space is, you know, it's designed for performance. So even though they don't have their own sound system in the building yet, and we'll be hauling it over, the space itself doesn't absorb all of your sound. So, for instance, while there was still sawdust in the place the other day, I went and stood on the stage and sang. And, you know, I think that I could probably sing without a mic without any problem, just like an old fashioned Broadway or vaudeville show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great feel too. The whole feeling of being in a theater.
Right. And I think it'll be more people will be listening. Like the first year we did it, it was like a social hour and people were listening to the music, but it was really loud. When I watched later tapes of the show, it was, you know, people were having a good time clearly. But a lot of people couldn't see the stage. So anyway, this should correct it. And I'll probably be getting a lot of feedback either way after this evening. I mean, the house has to be kind of full in order for it to recreate still a cabaret-type, you know, a nightclub-type atmosphere.
Well, can you give us a sense of the lineup?
Yes, I can tell you exactly what the lineup is. Stephanie Ask, the drama teacher and English teacher at the high school, is going to lead us off with a song from Wicked, the most obvious song, popular. We have a tune from Guys and Dolls.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Stephanie's the
she's the
MC,
too. Yep, she's
the
MC.
So she brings a lot of...
She does.
Panache.
She does. She's got a wonderful stage presence for anyone who's ever seen her on stage. We have a tune from Guys and Dolls, sung by a trio. We have a selection from South Pacific. We have a song from Wonderful Town, 100 Easy Ways. I'm Not That Smart, Peter Apathy is going to sing.
In his singing solo debut.
Oh.
Pretty exciting.
That's right,
stuff.
Because he's done accompaniment.
A lot of accompaniment. And, of course, he sings harmony a lot with bands, but I don't know that
he's singing,
certainly not Broadway.
He's singing a really
Well, this is a big crowd to debut on.
This is a very challenging tune that he's doing too, but he's going to be awesome.
Yeah, he'll hit it out of the park. Debbie Levesque, Someone Like You. We got some Cole Porter, Satara and Jack. Got a couple kids in the show. Celia Lubin is singing with Will Pate, a song from Avenue Q, one of the clean songs from Avenue Q. Tracy Turner is going to sing If We Never Say Goodbye. Which show's that from? Jekyll and Hyde?
No, that's from Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, I get to be Norma Desmond.
Awesome. We have Andrew Hames and his mother singing a song from Cinderella, Rodgers and Hammerstein. We have Hallie Bernhardt, On My Own, from Les Mis. Great song. I might have skipped one. Tanya Rio is going to sing as well. She's the one singing the tune from Wonderful Town. Anyway, of course, the Breakers are going to sing Light a Rose. And they have they're bringing in special guest star vocalist who doesn't, for some reason, want her name advertised because they think it's a surprise. But they're ready to, as always, they're ready to go. And the evening goes really fast. There are only 12 performers. Each song is about 4 minutes. So whatever 12 times 4 is that 48? The total showtime is an hour, and then it usually turns into an hour and a half, and then people, mix and mingle. Some people you have to kind of kick out at the end because a lot of people don't go out. Like, they don't like going to bars, and they do like listening to music. This is kind of a rare event where you can go out and, socialize with your friends and listen to Broadway tunes.
Far from Broadway, it's a great opportunity.
And there's food, right?
That's right.
Of course.
Your ticket includes hors d'oeuvres and wine.
And this is a fundraiser for Sitka Community Theater, correct?
That's right. That's a project of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. They got the whole program kicked off a couple years ago. We've had 3 full productions, and we've had a couple radio theater nights. And then this is our other event.
Well, tell us about tickets.
Tickets you can get at Old Harbor Books and at the door. It would be more helpful if you got them at Old Harbor Books so we could tell the caterer how many people to expect.
Okay.
And do we have enough time to talk about auditions?
You sure have enough time.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
And then Tracy can talk about her plans.
Okay. So this is auditions for an upcoming production that Sitka Community Theater is going to be putting on.
Right. And the auditions are on Monday, so it's right after the weekend. We have a time at 6 o'clock at the Rasmussen Center on Monday. And then on Wednesday, so that's the 29th, at 7 o'clock, you don't need to have any audition materials. You don't need to have any experience. For the people just want to try out theater to see if it's their thing, there are a couple parts that are only 5 or 6 lines. You can be someone in the store. It's set in a shop.
So varying commitment.
Varying commitment. I mean, it's still a commitment, even if you have 5 or 6 lines, because, when we're on full rehearsals for 2 weeks, you got to be there. You got to be at all
the rehearsals.
So what
does that look like? Is that every evening, or what is that? What
every evening for the last 2 weeks, but, we have twice a week rehearsals in the beginning, and then it moves to 3 times a week, and then, the last month. It's 3 to 4 times a week.
Well, before scaring people off, tell us a bit about
what this play is about. Yep. The play is the original version, translated into English, of a play called Perfumery, and it is the shop around the corner story, if you're familiar with the Jimmy Stewart movie,
You've Got Mail.
You've Got
it's
Mail.
It's the same story.
It's the same story, yes, and She Loves Me, the musical version. Mm-hmm. It's a story about these two people who work together, and they kind of dislike each other. What they don't know is that they're corresponding through a Lonely Hearts Club anonymously, and they're really in love, but they don't know it really.
So it should be a fun production.
It should be a fun. It's all set in the perfume shop, so it's going to be Budapest, 1930s.
Oh, great opportunities for costuming.
Great,
and we already have 2 people volunteering for costumes. So there's we need set builders. I mean, we're a big believer in recycling, so we have a lot of set pieces to work with, but we still need some set construction. We're going to need a lot of people working on props, a lot of people collecting perfume bottles that looked all old-fashioned. We're going to need people to paint the set. Our names are all over the poster. Satara, you can call Satara, her phone number. I don't have it in front of me. Or you can call me at 738-0602.
And Satara's number is 752-0634.
And it's in the PSA in the paper, our phone numbers.
So this is very much a community production. You need folks to fill all roles, both behind the scenes and on stage.
Right. There's at least 7 parts for men. And if more show up, we'll have more parts. 5 parts for women, more if they show up.
Okay. And it seems like this might be a great opportunity for people to dip their toes into acting, since there are small parts available.
It is. It is. We need some really strong really strong people for the leads, but we also need lots of people who will come on stage and, you know, try out being an actor.
I think the community theater has already been really good at that over the past few years and has built their actor pool in that way, which is a wonderful thing. Some of the radio plays and actually even last year's the shorts that they did, those all have given people an opportunity to stretch themselves in a not too scary way.
Yeah, and a lot of people who tried out for the melodrama, who were in the melodrama, I mean, please come, you know.
Okay, so a lot going on with Sitka Community Theater.
We did have one more thing about the Broadway night is we are trying to keep our costs as low as possible, of course, because it's a fundraiser. So one of the things that we would love to see is if people had tablecloths that they might loan to us for the event.
Don't mind a few wine stains on. We're going to try to get all the stains out, but, you know, we can't guarantee it,
right,
to be fair.
But if anybody has any of those, we're probably looking for a dozen or so tablecloths in a variety of sizes. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually...
Tracy's going to donate some and drop them off at the Sentinel if you've got one. And we think it'll be nice because it'll keep the sound down.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, my guests have been Tracy Turner and Shannon Hoagland talking about a couple of upcoming events with Sitka Community Theater. There is Broadway Night, which is this Friday, January 24th, and you can get your tickets at Old Harbor Books.